Well, we're back here in Bremer after this eight-man state quarterfinal game on KMMO. We're over here in what I think they call the Bobcat Barn, which is their second press box over here at Bremer. Bremer beats Concordia for the second time this year, 49-21 the final. Bobcats live to fight another day. They're in the state semifinals with a record of 12-0 next week. Winning coach Clayton Brown alongside. Coach, hard-fought win. Your kids persevered. Concordia had you back on your heels there midway through the second half, but you came up with that big pick six. Your team made enough big plays both offensively and defensively to enable you to win the ball game today. Congratulations.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, definitely. And, you know, that's the big thing is keep, you know, I try to remind the kids everything's not going to go perfect. And, you know, and we had some issues with that early in the year, just almost trying to play too perfect, putting too much pressure on ourselves and worried to make a mistake. And today we were able to just, you know, we made some mistakes, but we were able to put them behind us and like you said, persevere and play through it and just forget about it, move on. And I'm just really happy with the mindset our kids are in right now and the way that they're playing, honestly.
Yeah, we touched on the fact when I talked with you earlier in the week, we touched on the fact that maybe during the regular season, maybe at times there was a lack of focus because you guys had big ambitions in the playoffs toward the end of the year. Maybe some of the regular season games, there wasn't a lot of focus. You fell behind in a couple of games this year, had to rally, come from behind. But I thought from the word go today, you were very focused. Your defense was tremendous in that opening half today. You hold Concordia to 40 yards total offense in the first half, way below what they normally come up with offensively. Your defense was tremendous today, I thought.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they're playing really well. And we've got a bunch of senior leaders who really understand what they're doing and, you know, understand the system and their job and what to do. On each given play. So we do a great job of just executing, making sure we do our assignment and we don't over pursue or go outside and try to do too much, if that makes sense. But I mean, I'm really proud of the way we're playing defensively right now, physical, and they're answering all the questions everybody's always had about them right now. And just I'm really, really proud of the way they've responded.
We talk about overcoming adversity. You overcame adversity. You fumble on the opening snap of the game today. You give Concordia the ball at the 35-yard line. Then you pick the pass off inside your own five. You drive 78 yards for a score on that possession, jump out ahead 6-0. Then you had a long drive of over 60 yards on your next possession, jump out ahead 12-0. You had a couple long drives along the way, overcoming adversity, and getting first downs when you need it. You kept moving the sticks on that one drive. I think you had six first downs on that opening scoring drive that you had that went 78 yards.
Yes, sir, and a couple big fourth down conversions, too, where we had to get it, and the kids, they answered the bell. I mean, every time that their backs were against the wall today, they found a way to respond and make a play and not get down on themselves. So we're as tough as we've ever been. We're as mentally tough as we've ever been. And you know, we're just playing really good football right now going into next week. It looks like North Shelby, I think.
And when he has to convert, Jordan Haley can convert on a third down or a fourth down just about any play from anywhere on the field. At least that's what we saw repeatedly today.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, that makes it a lot easier on the coaches. You get into a fourth and long and you can call, you know, just about anything, and he's got the ability within himself to when things break down, anything could happen. We could score, get a first down. You know, there was he threw an interception late there where we pretty much just throwing it up, giving ourselves a chance, and it was kind of like basically a punt. He does a great job making plays when things break down.
And Sensenich, Kagan Sensenich and Carter Shue, very valuable members of your team. They catch just about anything that you throw to them.
Yeah, they incredible athletes. They've put a lot of time in, worked really hard to get where they're at. And, you know, they don't drop a lot of them. They drop some, but they get a lot of balls thrown their direction. And what they do is not as easy as they make it look. They make it look a lot easier than it is. But incredible players, and really proud of Kagan, the way he bounced back today, fumbling that on the opening drive on the first play. And he put together a great game defensively and offensively. And just really proud of that kid, the way he responded today.
And your defense, I looked at your numbers. Your defense a year ago, you gave up something like 48, 49 points per game. Coming into today, only giving up something like 33, 34 points per game. You really improved this year on the defensive side of the ball, and you hold Concordia to 21 today. So your team continues to play well on defense.
Yeah, and they take pride in it. I mean, they're not just wanting to play offense anymore. All of our guys want to play defense. They take pride in it, and you know, they don't like people scoring on them. So you got to take it personal. You got to want to do your job, and you got to want to hit people. And I think we're getting there. We're better than we've ever been as far as physicality now.
And you're saying it looks like you're going to play North Shelby, take on the North Shelby UNLV Raiders in the semifinals next week. At least that's what you indicated to me.
I believe so. Last time I heard, they were tied up, but somebody had told me UNLV won. I haven't seen a final score on that. You know, whoever it is, obviously it's going to be a great team, and they're going to be very well coached. So we're looking forward to it for sure.
Coach, we'll let you go. Appreciate all the help. Thanks to your athletic director. Thanks to you for all the help you gave us getting ready for the broadcast today. Congratulations on a nice win against Concordia, and good luck to your ball club next week in the state semifinals.
Definitely. Thanks a lot. Really appreciate you.
You bet. Thank you. Clayton Brown, head coach of the Bramer Bobcats, our guest on the postgame show. Bramer wins it.